Ladies and gentlemen, good morning or good afternoon. Welcome to the FHL Telemedicine Q1 2012 results. I am Joya, the Chorus Call operator. The conference must not be recorded for publication or broadcast. At this time, it's my pleasure to hand over to Mr. Erez Alroy, co-CEO of FHL Telemedicine. You will now be joined into the conference room.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm here, like always, with Mr. Eran Ansebi, our CFO, and I will be happy to start. Like always, I'll give you an update, a business update, and after that, Eran will go through the numbers, and we leave, of course, time for Q&A. So, with your permission, I will go straight to slide number four about the business update. I think the main thing that we the main highlights that we see is the positive shift in our in Germany. The shift in strategy, which we started about 2 years ago, to move from smaller contracts, potential contracts, to larger scale contracts in Germany, started to deliver is fruit. As we secured one major contract earlier, about 2 months ago, with IKK Southwest, for delivering telemedicine services for CHF patients. We started recruitment already. The progress is going as planned, and we are satisfied with the way it's progressing. After that, right after that, about almost a month ago, we announced, after we got the notification from AOK Bayern, that we won the tender of delivering service to that. This is one of the most important contracts that we ever worked on, and we are very satisfied with this win. Hopefully later this month, once the contract will be signed, after the winning of the tender, we still have to sign the contract, and we expect that very soon. We will come and give you a much more update and details about the size of the contract as it is a major one, and I think maybe the one of the most important one that we ever worked with. AOK Bayern is one of the largest health insurers in Germany. The bid is to or the contract is to deliver telemedicine services to COPD patients. It's pulmonary disease, as I explained in the past. And it's a long-term contract with a very large scale. And as I said, we will, once it will be signed and sealed, we will come with the full details about the contract. As for the Israeli operations, continue to producing a good financial performance, improve the margins. We continue to to lead the market in Israel, and this is a very important Israel. Besides this financial contribution, is very important knowledge base for the whole company. A lot of our development, a lot of our know-how coming for trying that in Israel, as we can also see now in Germany. A lot of the pilots that we did for COPD patients has been done in Israel in the past. So we accumulated knowledge to deliver this kind of services in other markets as well. As for financial highlights, Eran will go deeply. We'll dive into the number sooner. Just as highlights, we see the decline in revenue as expected. It's mainly reflecting the transition in Germany, and concurrently with cessation of revenue from the Philips deal in the U.S. Even though we still get the cash, but revenues we do not record anymore from the Philips deal. We adjusted our expense base to accommodate the reduced operation in Germany. We expect revenues and the financial performance to pick up gradually with the execution of the contracts in Germany, and as we can all see, we still have a strong cash position of almost $32 million in the bank. And so we have enough means to support the contract in Germany, even with the large scale that they present. I suggest that now I'll move to Iran to give you more deep look into the numbers.
Hi, everyone. Good morning. As Erez has stated, we see revenues for the quarter at $6.9 million, with gross profit of $3.6 million, which is 52.2% of revenues. That is compared to $11.5 million in the first quarter of 2001, with gross profit of 66.1%. Overall, our operating expenses were $2 million less than the first quarter of 2011, and we ended the quarter with an operating loss of $600,000 compared to an operating profit of $1.4 million. Our EBITDA was $600,000 compared to $2.5 million in the first quarter of 2011. And we had a net loss for the quarter of $1.5 million compared to a net profit of $1 million. As Erez has stated, the decrease in revenues comes from first of all, the cessation of revenues from Philips US, which were around $1.5 million in the first quarter of 2011. And zero this quarter, and a reduction in revenues in Germany of around $3 million compared to the first quarter of 2011. On the other side, in Germany, we're able to reduce our expenses significantly, which almost the entire $2 million that we see reduction in operating expenses are related to Germany. So overall, this is the picture that we see for the quarter. And as we explained over time, we expect this our revenues and our financial performance to pick up as we start recruiting patients from these new contracts. In terms of our geographic distribution, it's pretty clear that the revenues in Germany have reduced, and our revenues in Israel have risen slightly. Of course, a larger part of our revenues today, in terms of percentage, comes from Israel. And that is that around a bit over 80% of our revenues today comes from Israel. In terms of our balance sheet, there is no significant change compared to the end of the year. We have current assets of almost $60 million. Out of that, $31.7 million in cash equivalents, and marketable securities. We have overall our current liabilities. Compared to the $60 million in current assets, our current liabilities are a bit less than $20 million, with overall liabilities at $42, $43 million, which are still less than our current assets. And equity is over 60% of balance sheet at $66.9 million. In terms of cash flow, we had cash used in operations of $1 million compared to $100,000 in the first quarter of 2011. We invested in fixed assets and R&D $700,000 compared to $1.3 million in the first quarter of 2011. We repaid our long-term loans in accordance to their schedules of $800,000 this quarter, and we had exchange rate changes as the US dollar weakened against the Israeli shekel. we had this affected our cash reserves in a positive manner, and overall in the US dollar terms, our cash decreased by $1.6 million this quarter. We got this quarter where we were supposed to receive the Philips payment, and we received it at the beginning of the second quarter. It's something that we will see in the next quarter. We received a bit over $4 million from Philips at the beginning of April. So this is something that we will see in the next quarter in our operating cash flow. And this is it in terms of financials and for the quarter.
We'll be, thank you, Ron. We'll be happy to answer questions, please.
The first question is from Mrs. Carla Benziger, Bank Vontobel. Please go ahead.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carla.
I have a question regarding the sales in Germany. I mean, we saw now again a decline of 50% quarter over quarter. Is this really only due to one client, or what is going on in Germany?
That's mainly that.
Okay, so this client was really a big one then.
Oh, yes.
That was not so clear to me before.
I know, I made it.
And
brief, I think I made it clear in the past, but in the past year, so.
So should we expect going forward that we have now reached the base, excluding this one client, or is there still potential for a further decline?
There is. In 2011, this client, we had a runoff of the service, so we saw a decrease of revenues quarter over quarter, and Q4 2011 was the last quarter that we had revenues from this client, and so, you know, we are, this is the base. There is no additional decrease related to Taurus.
Okay. Okay, good. So, and if I understand you correctly, in Q2 we already start to see some impact from IKK Südwest, right?
We started recruiting, you know, but we should not expect in the second quarter a significant change. It will take time until we see a change.
Okay, but towards the end of the year, we will see an improvement on sales due to IKK.
Yes.
Okay. And with the AOK contract, I have some questions. I found on the internet the Ausschreibung, so the tender, and there it is written that the operative start of the whole deal is the 1st of April. Has this been delayed now?
Well, as they actually announced the winning in end of April, I think they announced to the companies that did not win the bid, and then announced to us once we notified that on beginning of May.
Mm-hmm.
Practically. Of course, there is a lot of progress relating to certain processes that will need to be done by, from a recruitment point of view. So they're probably doing their job, and we are doing our preparation, but the actual recruitment will not start, did not start in April and will not start before the time that end June, beginning of July.
Exactly, so it won't start before you sign the deal.
Yes.
okay, because I was a bit confused because
I have to say there is the positive thing around it because they made it public. There is a certain, you know, more pressure to finalize the technical aspect, but you know, even technical has to be finalized.
Okay. I'll understand. And then maybe more on the financial side, COGS were also No, I mean the operating profit decreased quite dramatically, right? And oh, sorry, the gross margin, I want to say. And so do you think this level will improve slightly towards the end of the year, or should we expect it to stay at this level?
As we gain patients from these new contracts, we expect our gross profit margins to improve as well.
But I mean, so it will be somewhere between 50% and 55% probably, and not.
I have a tough time answering that. I don't know yet.
Okay.
It depends on the pace that we would be able to recruit from both agreements, but we expect them to improve.
Okay. And the same for OpEx. I mean, as you indicated, you were able to save 2 million year over year. So is that a fair run rate we have now for operating expenses, or should we think that they increase also a bit?
Well, I would expect expenses to increase a bit related again to our recruitment efforts in Germany. But
from all other, it will stay the same.
Exactly.
Sorry, what was that, the last part?
From all other, it will stay the same. It
Okay.
will be increased by things that are related to the two contracts, but
Okay, but in percentage terms, it should be around the same.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, and then maybe just to clarify this again, I didn't properly understand the timelines for the AOK deal. When will you start to see an impact on the P&L, do you think? Still in 2012 or rather later?
I would expect, based on the time that we have now, that we should start seeing something in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
That's what we should expect to see.
Okay, very good. That's clear. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. More questions, please?
Next question is from Mr. Stefan Frischknecht, Schroders. Please go ahead.
Good morning. Yes, I have a very similar questions that is also about Germany, and I was wondering if we look at the two contracts that you have announced individually in terms of size, and I'm thinking here more of profitability rather than revenue numbers, are these two deals each similar or bigger than the one that you have lost now?
Well, by far, the two of them together, of course, by far bigger. The first one, the IKK Südwest, would not be as big as the one that we lost. But it will not be that far, not be that far. As to AOK, Bayern, I cannot yet give the full details, but I can say it's much bigger.
Yep. And how long will it take until you reach quote unquote a cruising altitude, i.e. when you have sort of reached a normal level of patients that are on the contract?
I would say that around, in order to, if I will use your term of cruising altitude, around 18 months, I would say, to reach the peak of penetration to each contract.
Yep.
That would be that's our experience with the contracts in Germany.
Yes. And more precisely, looking at quarter over quarter, When do you think, in which quarter, will you reach the break-even again on a net profit basis? Will that be only the fourth quarter or maybe even only the first quarter next year? Because as I understand from the discussion you had with Carla, until you see a notable impact, it will be Q3. And the question then, of course, is will those revenues that you generate in Q3 be enough to eliminate the current loss?
Well, I as we've said, you know, Q4, and it's tough for us to say at this time whether it will be, you know, Q4 or Q1. It really depends, you know, on the pace that we're able to pick up on the patients. But you know, from a, I would say, from a strategic point of view, you know, we don't see it as something that really has a major difference or effect if it's going to be in Q4 or in Q1.
Okay. And given that the two contracts are much larger, by the end of 2013, SHL should be generating record profits, i.e. they should also make up those two contracts for the lost profitability of the payments that came from Philips in the US.
That's our hope.
That's supposed to do that. Plus, these are not. Of course, we are working on more, but basically, the two should make up for that.
And while you mention it in terms of the pipeline, I was also wondering what the current status is there, because towards the end of the year, you could be quite specific in saying that you are close of 1 to 2 contracts, and I guess these are the ones that we've now seen announced. Now for further contracts to follow, I was wondering how many could there be over the next 12 months, and how soon do you think you could be able to close the next one?
Well, first of all, as to how many could there be in Germany, potential are still, we did not scratch the surface. And one of our beliefs that, especially regarding to Auka Bayern, which is a very prestigious one as well, we believe it will have also an effect on other potential contracts that are in the pipeline. Actually, the two of them, I think, is the West, and of course, Auka Bayern, which is a much bigger one. I think it marks some kind of it looks like it marks some opening again in the German market, which was a bit closed in the last 2 years because of the whole reform there, etc. It was harder to bring the contract to conclusion. So potential in the German market, we feel that we're still far from reaching to the top of the potential. How many we will close in the next 12 months? It's too early to say. We have few in the pipeline, and of course we will. I'm sure you trust me that I will run immediately to inform you guys when we will have some. Something that is closed, but I want to be careful here. But we have others in the pipeline. I hope I answered some of them.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean there's nothing very close either.
I want to be careful here. You know, we have the first two are secured. Hopefully we'll have more by the end of the year, but I don't want to commit to that yet. It's too early.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We have a follow-up question from Mrs. Carla Benziger, Bank von Tobel. Please go ahead, madam.
Sorry, I have another question that just popped up now. Assuming that you will now be able to generate much higher sales, let's say in 2013, where you indicated to maybe achieve even record profit levels, how do you see your strategic options? Do you think you will need to invest then again to open up new markets, or what is your strategy there? I mean, shall we, the question is more related to how granted are these profits to be seen at the end on the reported P&L?
From a strategic point of view, the level of investment in contracts it will stay very similar to in each contract in Germany. Behavior looks similar to what we know. So once we reach this level of profitability, I would not expect huge investment in opening other markets in other areas. We do expect starting operation in other continents or territories, but not necessarily it will influence negatively our P&L. On the contrary, that's our plan.
So that means you would do the service from Germany also to other regions?
Or with strategic partners or
okay.
with others
okay.
that would not require loss-making years.
Okay, good. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sarah.
Ladies and gentlemen, there are no more questions at this time.
Thank you very much, and hopefully we'll speak again, and we'll once we come with the next positive news. So have a nice day, everybody.
Thank you. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, the conference is now over. Thank you for choosing the Chorus Call facility, and thank you for participating in the conference. You may now disconnect your lines. Goodbye.